like to share with you something very nice on this week's Parsha Pikudei from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. This Parsha Pikudei, we have the whole mitzvah the Yidden had of building the Mishkan. And then at the end of the Parsha, the Pasuk says, on the first day of the month of Nisan, Tokim es Mishkan, you should erect, you should put it together, assemble it, put it together, erect the Mishkan, the tabernacle. A few psukim later, it says, in the second year from when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, on the first day of the month of Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was erected. Rashi brings down the famous Pirush from the Medrash Tanchuma that Moshe Rabbeinu got the mitzvah to erect the Mishkan. He came to the Eibush and said, how are we going to lift up these Kerushim, these planks, so heavy? And Hashem said, you just put your hand to it and it's going to rise by itself. Hukam HaMikdash HaMishkan, it'll be erected by on its own from the Eibushter. And when was that? The Chodesh HaRishon of the second year, the first day of the month of Nisan. And the Pasuk emphasizes B'yoyim HaRishon, the first day of the month. We'll see the beautiful remez over here. With this, Rabbi Yitzchak explains a medrash in Parshas Boy on the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, the month of Nisan will be Rosh Chodeshim, the beginning of all the months. Just to give you the timeline, we all know that the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim on Pesach. 7 weeks later, Shavuos, they got the Torah. And then there was the problem during the summer with the Chet HaEgel, the golden calf. And finally, the Lucha Shniyos, as we know, came down on Yom Kippur. A day after Yom Kippur, Hashem told the Yidden, I want you to build the Mishkan that we have in this week's parasha. The dedication of it, the Chanukah Habayis, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or a year later, 1 year from after the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. So the first year was Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the second year, Nisan, was Hukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was erected. The Medrash says over there, on this Pasuk, that Nisan is the month of Rosh Chodeshim. So the Medrash says these words, Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenikru Rishon, Hashem is called Rishon, being done a Pasuk. Beis HaMikdash Nikar Rishon. Beis HaMikdash is also called Rishon. Esav is also called Rishon. He came out first by Yetzei HaRishon. And Mashiach is also called Rishon. It brings down a pasuk. And the Eibishter who's Rishon will build the Beis HaMikdash that's Rishon. He will destroy Esav and his descendants who's called Rishon. And he will bring Mashiach who's called Rishon. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, a very interesting thing. So if you look good, four things happened to the Yidden in the month of Nisan when they came out of Mitzrayim, that time. Number one, it says the Eibushter revealed himself. Nigla Aleihem Melech Malcham Nochem Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibushter revealed himself to the Yidden, brought all the Nisim, and they saw the Hashem's glory. In that month of Nisan, all the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim. Number two, he sent them Moshe Rabbeinu to lead the Yidden, the Goyel HaRishon, the first Redeemer to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And number three, he destroyed the enemy. Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were crushed. And a year later, the same month, B'yom HaRishon, in Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was erected on its own from Hashem. It means Hashem did it milamaila from above. Same thing says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. We have this remez over here. The Medrash is telling us. The month of Nisan, we came out of Mitzrayim with all these four parts. The same thing also will be by the Geula Hasidah, by the ultimate redemption. And these four things will happen. Number one, Hashem will reveal to us. There'll be a Gilei Elokos, with Niglek Fred Hashem, the glory of Hashem will be revealed all over the whole world. Number two, he will send us Mashiach, the Redeemer, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Number three, he will destroy the nations who make trouble for Yidden and who don't want to believe in Hashem. They will be destroyed just like Mitzrayim. And number four, just like in Chodesh Nissan, Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was erected on its, through the Eibishter. The same thing also, Hashem will also be Nissan Nigalu, and Nissan Asidin Le'Goyal, in the Chodesh Nissan, we will have also the rebuilding of the third base HaMikdash speedily nowadays. So the Medrash is comparing that just like we had by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim also the ultimate redemption. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, from this Medrash it comes out, other Medrashim are different, but from this Medrash in Parshas Bo comes out that the Geula and the redemption of the Yidden will with Mashiach will be, even if they're not worthy of it, it'll come from heaven, just like the Mishkan was built Milamayla, same thing also, the Yidden, when the time comes, Hashem won't look and judge every Yid, if you're worthy or not worthy, there will be a Gilui, a revelation from heaven, so high that Hashem will not take into account the level of what Yidden are up to. He will bring the Geula on it from himself, from above, just like over there by Yetzias Mitzrayim, these four things happened. He revealed himself. He brought he gave us Moshe Rabbeinu. He told Moshe Rabbeinu to take out the Yidden from Mitzrayim. He destroyed the Paroi. He built the Mishkan. Also, all these four things will all come milamayla, from above. Hashem will reveal himself. Will send us Mashiach. He will destroy the nations who don't want to serve him, and he will build the Beis Hamikdash. To bring this all together, said Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, an interesting gematria which we have in this week's parsha. In the Pasuk, the first Pasuk emphasizes, Bayoim Harishon, the first day of the month of Nisan, you should erect the Mishkan, and it was erected on its own in Hashemayim, as we said, from heaven. Take the words, Bayoim Harishon. Let's add it up. Interesting gematria. Bayoim adds up to 58. Harishon adds up to 562. Add it up together, you get exactly 620. Bayoim Harishon together, 620. 620, said Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, is Begematria Keser, Chof Tof Reish. Keser, as explains the Chassidus, shows it's a type of level where it comes from Hashem. That's a revelation that Hashem doesn't judge the receiving party of the blessing. It comes from heaven. And this is what the Medrash wants to emphasize, that the Eibishter will bring the Geula Asida and build the Beis HaMikdash and send Mashiach. Even Chas V'Sholem, if not all the Yidden are worthy, the Geula will come. Beautiful lesson from the words, Hukam HaMishkan.